is Pam, coming to you from the podcast Women Who Stutter, Our Stories, which you can find on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering. And it's also freely downloadable on iTunes. Today, I have the opportunity to chat with another woman with a great story. So it's my pleasure to welcome Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Pam.
Can you introduce yourself and tell us who you are and where you're from and what you do?
Sure. My name is Heather. I'm from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And I'm an apprentice meteorological technician, or a weather technician, if that's easier.
Ah, yeah, that's much easier. What do you do exactly? I mean, what does a weather technician do?
I travel around the region, calibrating, maintaining, and installing the weather instruments that meteorologists and pilots use.
Wow, that's cool.
Does that make sense?
Well, yeah. So, like, you're the person that makes sure the stuff works so that the weather people can tell us what the weather's going to be like?
Exactly. My instruments work, so after that, it's up to the guys with the degrees.
Okay, wow. So, what made you decide to get into that field? I mean, that seems like such a pretty specific field. Is that always what you wanted to do since you were a little girl?
Not even close. This is just where my life took me.
So can you explain that a little bit?
It's kind of a long story, but sure. I was going to university, and I met this boy, and yeah. So then my life changed a lot. We ended up getting married, and I couldn't afford school anymore. So I had been working my way through school as a reserve soldier.
Oh, wow.
So I just changed to a full-time military. After a while, that got a little old. So I transferred to the federal government, and the job I applied for, all the requirements was high school, an interest in electronics or science, and a willingness to travel to the Arctic. And so I got that, and here I am.
So, why would you be interested in traveling to the Arctic? I mean, that's not like the vacation destination of choice for most people. I mean, what appealed to you about the Arctic?
I've always been interested in the wilderness. I spent a lot of time as a child in the mountains. And I just really enjoy outdoors and adventure stuff, and I'm very interested in science. So it seemed like a perfect challenge.
Yeah. So do you work mostly with guys? Is it predominantly a male oriented field?
It is, yeah. There's a few Sorry about that. It's primarily male dominated.
So how are you, accepted, received? What's the men's reaction to having a woman invade their turf?
Indifference, if anything. As long as you can do your job and not bug them, they don't really care.
That's a pretty neat way to put it. So, but do they, I mean, do they treat you like everybody else with the same degree of respect and stuff, or did you feel like you had to earn that more due to being a woman?
No. I didn't have to prove myself any more than any other apprentice.
And how long have you been
So,
doing
I
this?
mean,
Oh, sorry.
oh no, sorry. I spent 4 years as just an operator of the systems, and then about 18 months ago, I got promoted into the technician job.
Okay. Now, you're on social media. I mean, that's how we met in the first place, through Twitter, I believe, and then Facebook. One of the pictures that I've seen of you is you in an airplane. So, am I correct that you fly around a lot?
Yes, I'm generally the passenger, though.
Ah, okay. I thought you were a pilot too.
I wish, but no.
When you say you wish, I mean, had you ha have you given some thought to ha having been the one to maybe be able to fly the planes?
Yeah, if I could afford it, I would fly.
Oh, wow.
But I can't afford the lessons or the plane or the, well, any of it really.
Yeah. But you service some of the weather instruments on the plane?
No, just on the ground, but the
Oh.
planes receive the data from them.
Oh. Okay. So,
And I
go ahead. One of the things that you'll find is I find it hard to know, like, when we're done. So, like, I sometimes interrupt the person that I'm speaking. I think people who stutter tend to do that sometimes. But I had cut you off. What were you getting ready to say?
I was just gonna brag for a minute that one of the operators' jobs in my first position was to relay the weather data to these smaller planes that were coming into the science station. So I've actually talked to the airplanes on the radio.
Oh, wow. Cool. Cool. So you're like kind of helping your data helps the air traffic controllers? Or am I like totally off base there?
There are no air traffic controllers in, like, the first place I was. It was an 8-person science station on Ellesmere Island. So we were it. The plane with the food came every 3 weeks.
Oh my
so
god.
Somebody had to tell it what the wind was doing on the ground, and that was my job.
Oh, wow. That wasn't that like kind of like a isolating experience?
It was great. It was like landing on the moon.
Really? What was the best part about it? What was so exciting about it?
I think just the wilderness right out the door. Like, I could step out the door after my shift and walk until I felt like turning around and not see anyone but the wolves.
Wow. That sounds really special if you're into the wilderness type of stuff. I don't know if I'd be feeling all that comfortable seeing wolves.
They were great. I liked them.
So you mentioned that, you know, your life changed directions when you met the boy in college. What does your husband think of this direction that your life has taken? Does he come with you on these jaunts?
No, he doesn't get to come. When I was away for longer periods of time, he wasn't particularly happy about that, but he's a pretty good guy. He supports me in pretty much everything, and I really couldn't ask for a better guy, so.
Yeah, wow. But still, it must be hard, though, when you guys are away from each other for long periods of time. Do you stay in contact every day?
We do. Social networking is fantastic for that.
Yeah, as long as you have a good internet connection, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So, how has stuttering impacted this type of work that you found yourself involved in and obviously loving? Has it ever created any problems for you work-wise?
Not as much as I thought. I was honestly pretty worried about it when I started. Mm-hmm. But it turned out to be a non-issue.
Really? Good. Were you up front when you, like, first, you know, like, when you applied for the job and, you know, had an interview? I mean, I'm not sure if that's how the process worked, but did you tell people right up front that you're a person who stutters?
In my case, it's kind of a self-revealing problem. So I on my initial application, I left it off.
Okay.
And then before my first interview, I sent an email to the guy in charge that said, "Hey, just, you know, heads up, I have it will normal in an interview situation, so please give me a fair chance. And
so, and
actually, pardon?
He did give you a fair chance then.
He did, actually. I heard back from him in a feedback session later that he really respected that I was so able to be, I can't think of the word, just direct about it. It's like, it's just a fact, and this is how to deal with it and carry on, right?
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty cool too, that he took the time to give you that feedback, because sometimes people who don't stutter, at least in my experience, I found that sometimes people are like uncomfortable about even talking about it. So for him to give you that feedback that he was impressed with that, that was great on his part, but that must have made you feel really good.
Yeah, he actually turned out to be one of my favorite people here, so.
Yeah.
He's an all-around good guy. I find a lot of it's attitude, though. Like, my attitude kind of gives people clues about how to react, so I try to be open and honest and just kind of matter-of-fact about the whole thing. And even people who are nervous at first kind of relax eventually.
Mm-hmm. So do you talk about it openly? I mean, do you, you know, talk about stuttering openly and matter-of-factly, or are to like just how you remember yourself and your confidence?
I'm sorry, you kind of broke up there at the end. I think I'm losing the internet.
Yeah, this might be part where I might have to do some fancy editing later. I was just wondering if you like talked directly about your stuttering with like colleagues and team members, or do you feel like it's more in just the way you carry yourself and your confidence level?
It's both. I mean, it's real. It happens. It's part of me. Why not have it open for discussion? It would be like trying to, if you're willing to call it an elephant, it's not as scary.
Right. Yeah, that's a good. What about when you, now you mentioned that you had done, you were in the military for a while. In college you were a reserve soldier, and then you switched to full-time military for a bit. I would think that stuttering would be more of an issue maybe in the military. Was it?
No, it did make calling drill a challenge. But when I was just doing my job, I was evaluated more on my skill as a medic than just some random trait.
Oh, a medic. Wow. So you were often in like crisis situations or emergency situations, right?
Yep.
And doesn't like sometimes being in like a crisis situation. I know for me, as a person who stutters, I sometimes get a little bit more anxious and like stutter more in like a crisis or, you know, a fast-paced situation. Did that ever happen?
Not too much. The real emergencies, like save somebody's life, it never ever got in my way. I do very well in pressure situations. If you'd rather have a fluent medic who falls apart under one who doesn't, that's your choice.
Wow, you are really matter of fact, and you know, I can just hear your confidence and your real positive attitude as we speak, and if that's how you carry yourself in your everyday life and in your work, I mean, I can see why stuttering is a non-issue. That's great. Kudos to you.
That's the biggest gift my family gave me.
Ah, what do you mean?
They taught me. I come from a very big family, mm-hmm. and stuttering runs in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a little bit. But they teach you that everybody's a person no matter what. And as a person, you have intrinsic value.
Wow.
And so does the guy next to you.
Wow. I'm just kind of listening to that. I'm just kind of absorbing that. Like, that's like just such a matter-of-fact, basic, core human value. And then to just have you say that so calmly and with such dignity, yeah, I can see that. How many kids were in your family?
There's four older boys, me and two younger boys.
So you're the only girl?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Six brothers. Oh. Wow. And do any of them stutter too?
Yeah, the four older ones are actually uncles. My mom's younger brothers were raised with us because her dad died very young.
I see.
But the oldest and youngest of mom's brothers stutter too, but the oldest one is covert just because of the way it was treated when he was a child.
Mm-hmm.
And the youngest one grew out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I think one of my great uncles also has it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever get any therapy?
Very little.
Yeah, why do you laugh?
because my mom's response to the type of therapy records as one of the best reactions ever.
I think I missed that. I think it's cut out a little bit there.
The network's a little intermittent here.
Yeah.
I had a little bit of therapy, but my mom thought the guy didn't know what he was talking about, and told him about as much, and then we left.
Wow. Now, was that as a kid, as a teenager? When was that in your life?
I was about 6 or so.
And that was it? No other therapy after that?
Not really, no.
Wow. So you kind of just managed on your own just by having a real supportive family that taught you that everybody's as valuable as the next person?
Exactly, yep.
Yeah. Wow. Later for therapy. You didn't need it, because look at the great career that you're having, and you sound just so, if you don't mind my sounding really corny, you sound really happy and satisfied and, like, at peace with who you are and what you do.
It's a goal of mine. I try to maintain that your attitude and your choices affect a lot. Attitude is everything, and happiness is a choice. So I choose to get the most out of life as I can, and some days it's harder than others, and some days really suck, and some days are amazing.
Yeah. But that's true for everybody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I definitely like that. When I'm talking to women who stutter, who are also sharing their stories, I always listen closely to see if I can find something that you've said that would make a really appropriate title for this particular episode. And you know, you've given me a couple things to think about, but happiness is a choice. I like that, you know, and I think we need to remind people that that is in fact true.
It's another one of those things my family taught me growing up. It's like, if you want to be happy, you have to choose it and go find it.
Wow. So I take it you're pretty close with your family. I mean, it sounds like you guys have a really tight-knit family, yes?
Yeah, very much. We're a pretty tight group.
Yeah. Yeah. And does everybody live in Canada?
Yeah, everybody's in Canada, but not all the same parts. We're all over the place.
Do you see each other a lot?
As much as we can. Everybody phones mom on Sunday afternoon, or else. and we make an effort to get everybody together at least once a year.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to share about where you're at with your life at this point, or anything else you'd like to brag about? Because it certainly sounds like you have a lot to brag about.
I can't really think of anything else. I just hope that the people out there listening realize what a fantastic job you're doing on it. Thank you very much for having me on it.
Well, thank you for that feedback. I really appreciate that, and there's so much value, I think, in having, you know, women who stutter share our stories. And it's been really valuable to have you share your story, because you're doing something unique and that maybe, you know, a lot of women wouldn't think that they could do as a career. And I definitely think women in non-traditional career fields rock. This has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.